Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas, want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye, I'm that guy, hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every day. Look, hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why. Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Woo! Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas, want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the bad guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my-
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going? On September the 21st, 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest. He's all over WWE Universe. You may have seen him on Monday Night Raw, taking on Braun Strowman and making special appearances on SmackDown. Give it up for James Ellsworth.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Good. Everyone's good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor, James.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Yes. And definitely, have you received a whole lot of feedback on social media for your debut on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the feedback's been great, and I appreciate all the love and support.
Yes, it just reminds me of when definitely they was like comparing you as a to Goldberg also.
Yeah, Goldberg was a popular jobber back in the late 90s,
right.
Early 2000s, and it's actually a friend of mine. And just, I guess I'm the new Goldberg, as they say.
Yeah, definitely. Who did you idolize growing up as a kid in wrestling?
My man, I was real big on Shawn Michaels. He was my favorite ever. And I know he's teaching people at the Performance Center, and I hope and pray I get a chance to go down there and learn from him.
Also, what are your memories of Axel Rotten training you?
Just that he was very knowledgeable, and he was very helpful, and he was a lot of fun to be around.
Yes. Yeah, definitely the wrestling world was definitely shocked that about him passing away, definitely.
Yeah, it's you know, sometimes wrestling, you know, like just the business as a whole can get to you, and, you know, the demons just don't go away, and it's a very sad situation.
Right. Yeah, he definitely also was one of the main guys that got have most people in Maryland knowing about ECW also, definitely.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's straight out of Baltimore, and he busted his ass for ECW, and that's how he became, you know, world known, was through Extreme Championship Wrestling, and he lived here in Maryland, and he let everybody know about it, and a lot of people used to take the drives from Baltimore up to Philly to see the shows.
Yes, that was fun times in the business, definitely. Any memories of your debut match?
My first match ever.
Oh yes.
My first match ever in business. I touched on it in the Jericho podcast. It was at a birthday party in a wrestling school for like 16 people, and I was like 17 years old, wearing a wrestling mask, and it was very cold. It was one of those, you know, kind of try to forget about it, but it was an experience in itself.
And what was that experience to be on Monday Night Raw in front of millions, seeing you wrestle Braun Strowman?
No, it was a dream come true. That's actually every episode as well. Growing up as a kid and teenage years and as an adult, I've seen every episode. So I actually get to wrestle Monday Night Raw. It was a dream come true, and I never thought I'd become popular afterwards, but, you know, I got blessed, and here I am.
Right. And definitely, I really like the new Monday Night Raw. He was part of the new makeover Monday Night Raw with the it kind of reminded me of Superstars of Wrestling, the way they have the announcers in the back, and also everyone's favorite preliminary guys out there wrestling also, like the Steel Lombardis and the Barry Horowitz of the world.
Yeah, I think that having enhancement talent out there brings an old school feel to Monday Night Raw, and I hope it continues into the future.
Right. And Bro Strowman, he just reminds me of one. He has a definitely good character. He been comparing of comparisons of either hillbilly Jim, hillbilly Jim, along with like Eugene's brother or the guy from the Nerds, the actor from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, well, Braun Strowman's a monster, and I've never said the word, and he's been running through people. He looks unstoppable, but we'll see if somebody can step up one day and, you know, knock him off his pedestal that he's been on, defeating people every week. And I myself would like another chance at him, but that's not up to me, and we'll see what happens with that.
Right. Yeah, see, he definitely have that. I was impressed with his speed also for a big man.
Yeah, he moves around real well. I know firsthand.
And definitely, he kind of remind me of the warlord of the 80s also. And definitely, swatching enhancement talent.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, sticks out from the rest of the show. Or what he's doing on there on Monday Night Raw. Right now, I think he's kind of done with the enhancement talent. He beat Sin Cara a couple of weeks in a row, but who knows, they might get back to it. Yeah, I guess we have to just keep tuning in and see what happens.
Definitely. And what was it like to also make that surprise appearance on SmackDown as AJ Styles' mystery opponent tag team partner for the main event?
And just to be mentioned in the same sentence as AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and John Cena was amazing. Very lucky and blessed to be put in that position. The match graphic itself with us four in there is something I would cherish for the rest of my life.
Right. And definitely, more people been wanting you to come back to TV along with Sonny Boy also. It could be a tag team.
Sonny Boy's just a fan, right? But hopefully he gets some training on it. Oh, man. You know, I'm a fan of the fan Sonny Boy, so we'll see what happens with that.
Maybe could be part of a future WWE tag team tournament.
Definitely. You never know.
Right. And what is it like being a pro wrestler and also a promoter of ACW?
I mean, Their Own Secret Wrestling is my promotion. You can visit us at theirownwrestling.com. It's a lot of hard work. Just like anything with wrestling requires hard work. So I just
work as hard as I can to get the job done as a promoter and as a wrestler.
Definitely. It's been ACW been around for, would have been seven or eight years now?
Yeah, 7 years, yeah.
Definitely one of the top promotions in Maryland.
Appreciate it. I'll see you at some upcoming shows. We have the next one next Friday night in Hagerstown, Maryland, September the 30th, featuring Buff Bagwell, Shane Douglas, myself, and great women's wrestling action, all kinds of stuff. So visit adrenalinewrestling.com to check out tickets for that.
Awesome. And you've been also a partner sometimes, usually with Big Time Wrestling for ACW also?
Yeah, I'm working with them this weekend, wrestling on their shows. We've done some joint shows in the past, so it's a good relationship.
Yes, and you're definitely one of the promoters in Maryland that give other ones an alternative to be a part of the roster also more than other ones also.
Yeah, I try to do the best I can for my guys. They work very hard, but yeah, man. Time is 10:30. Are you in Baltimore as well?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I got my daughters here, about to put them all to bed. But appreciate you having me on, and hopefully tweet this to me so I can retweet it and people can listen to it. If you have any more closing questions, I'll try to get through them real quick. But I gotta put my daughters to bed here. You gotta be a daddy first. So.
Right. What was it like meeting Vince McMahon backstage?
I mean, he was very nice to me. I have nothing at all bad to say about him. He treated me very well.
And Triple H also, he's another man also that's backstage also doing so much for the talent and other situations.
Yeah, I got the opportunity to meet him as well. He works very hard. I think when Vince, retires or passes or whatever it is that he's going to do, I think Triple H is going to take over and it's going to be in good hands.
Definitely. And Triple H is like one of the best GMs in the business of wrestling, and very knowledgeable about old school and new school wrestling now.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of knowledge in his head about the business, and I think it's going to be good hands when he takes over.
Right. Can you also plug your any other upcoming shows for the fans out there?
Oh yeah, like I said, September 30th in Hagerstown, Maryland. We're there for ACW, and then October 7th we're in Eden, Maryland, near Salisbury for ACW. And for all that information, just visit adrenalinewrestling.com.
Awesome. It was nice for you to be on Wrestling It Factor, James Ellsworth. You can come back anytime to the show.
I appreciate you having me on, man. Remember, any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
Yes, it is. Awesome. You have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was WWE Universe favorite wrestler, James Ellsworth. And if you want to check out this episode, go to Wrestling It Factor Radio Show fan page on Facebook or at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio. Or check us out on Twitter at Wrestling X Factor Radio. Wayne Benitez. And also, check out our It Factor Entertainment for also for our celebrity episodes as well. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep with my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Tooth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.